We are in a historic moment for Bethlehem Covenant Church. After years of pursuing what we believe has been God's vision for us, after 3 years of sacrificially living and giving, today we are experiencing fulfillment. 3 years ago, I preached the message that I'm actually sharing today. Then we were making our commitments and pledges to the Greater Things campaign, and today I invite you to look around and see that vision come to fruition. This is what we saw, and look what the Lord has done. Today you're going to have an opportunity, if you have not already, to walk through the new building space and check it out. Just say a prayer in there and just enjoy all that God has done. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, Nathanael's life was about to change forever as Philip told him about Jesus. But Nathanael was skeptical. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to believe what others say. So Philip said to him, "Come and see." Then Jesus greeted Nathanael, and as he did it as though he already knew him, and Nathanael, he was blown away. He asked, "How do you know me?" to Jesus. And Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were under this fig tree before Philip called you." So overcome with wonder in this new revelation that Nathanael was experiencing, Nathanael replies, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." To which Jesus answered, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." Nathanael got a view of Jesus that day that changed his life forever. And I think that's where we are today. We are forever changed because of what we have seen the Lord do here at Bethlehem Church. The Holy Spirit captured our hearts like Nathanael's more than 5 years ago. He gave us this greater vision for the future. And in 2020, we were ready to launch the Greater Things Building campaign. Well, it didn't happen. A pandemic arrived, and along with it, 2 years of reworking plans, clarifying our scope, relaunching the project. Then finally, 3 years ago, we began to build into that vision that God had given us to see greater things to come. And from that vision comes today's reality, from vision to fulfillment. And it's really amazing to be here today to celebrate on this stage a beautiful new facility. And as good as it is to say, look what the Lord has done, I'm excited, I think, along with each one of you, to celebrate and with gratitude and faithfulness all that God has done. So do you realize that today we are standing at the beginning of a brand new chapter for Bethlehem Covenant Church? And I believe because of your faith, your commitment, like Nathanael's, we are now in a position to see even greater things to come. In 13 chapters later in John's Gospel, Philip returns to this discussion with Jesus that you just heard read. Jesus tells him that he is the Son of God. He describes this, and then he tells him the impact that the disciples are going to have as followers of Jesus. This is really phenomenal. Jesus said, "Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. They will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." Now this passage has always caused me to pause and ponder as I read it, because Jesus is the Son of God. His power and character are unmatched. So it seems impossible that his followers could expect to do even what Jesus did, but also even greater things than these. How is that possible? Yet through the power of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus sent upon his disciples, upon the early church, the disciples did see more people come to faith through their ministry than Jesus in his whole ministry. And then through the whole Roman world, they all heard the good news of the gospel, and the church was born and began to explode. And I believe today, through the work of the Holy Spirit, that is the impact of the church today. in a world that has far more people than there ever were in history. So yeah, I believe greater things are not only possible, that they are God's plan for his church, God's plan for you. So Jesus said to Philip, I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Friends, this campaign has never been about a building. It certainly seems like it, right? It's quite a feat. But it's about a move of the Holy Spirit that reaches hearts and changes lives. And at the center of every great awakening, every move of the Spirit, every changed heart, is a team of prayer warriors who bend their knees night and day, calling on the Holy Spirit to bring revival, to bring repentance, to bring forgiveness, to bring soul healing and new life. And over the past 5 years, this work has been undergirded faithfully and tirelessly as a team has worked and labored in prayer for this move of the Spirit. It's been led by Starla Tacroni, Leanne Sando, Shirley Robertson, and a whole team that gathers with them each week. They have called out to the Lord on our behalf with great effect. So I want to humbly say that all of the work that has been done on this project, I would count that daily work of prayer to be of the highest importance. And now I know the struggles that they have engaged in, the battles they have fought, the difficulty in discerning what the Lord is saying and then sharing those insights that the Spirit has revealed. So let me say this loud and clear. They deserve our honor as dedicated and faithful servants for the Lord's sake. So thank you on behalf of the church for that great work. One of the early insights they received in this prayer work is that the project is not about expanding a building, but rather about extending our reach to make more followers, making more followers of Jesus. So God is using Bethlehem Church as a mission outpost. I love that image, to bring the good news to all our surrounding communities out here on the prairies. You know, it's really not about these walls being built up. It's about the people filling this space and them being built up and then being sent out to make more followers. This is the greater things vision. So in Mark chapter 2, it's interesting that people packed around a house to get close to Jesus. This was likely Peter's house in Capernaum, and it was so full that a paralytic had to be dropped down through the ceiling in order by his friends so that he could be with Jesus, so Jesus could heal him. Now, we haven't had people dropping out of the ceiling, not yet. But it's interesting that Jesus didn't tell Peter, okay, it's time to add on to your house so more people can fit in, right? Not too much later, Jesus instead, he sent his 12 out into the towns and villages and communities around him so that they could preach and heal and drive out evil spirits to do the work that Jesus had done. Those houses, those spaces where Jesus taught and healed, those were equipping spaces. Just like our new space here, the vision is to equip and extend our reach and then to send out more workers into the harvest field, just as we prayed at the beginning of the worship service, because we know the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So pray that the Lord would send out workers into the harvest field. And friends, the greater things have always begun with prayer. As a follower of Jesus, we share a vision at Bethlehem Covenant Church to be a vibrant, Christ-centered community connecting all generations to Jesus. And that vision requires our hearts. Cheryl and I lead ministry here at Bethlehem Covenant Church, understanding that for better or worse, we are in it together. It's not about me. It's not about Cheryl. It's about all of us together. We have all taken huge steps of faith that have stretched us beyond what is normal and uncomfortable. And I know that I will never ask you to do something that I am not willing to do myself. I know I've asked all of you over this season to go deeper, to reach farther, to give sacrificially of yourselves in ways that most of us have never been asked before, at least in this generation. And it's because God has given Bethlehem a big vision. And he has made it clear over and over, God wants more than our money. God wants our hearts. God wants us all in. In the Bible, in the book of 1 Corinthians, the Lord gave King David peace from his enemies. And then David, he labored with this God-given vision to bless the Lord by building a temple in Jerusalem. The passage says, it was in his heart to do it for the Lord, and he pursued it. From the very beginning, when Cheryl and I came to Bethlehem Church almost 20 years ago, and in the years throughout, each one of you have demonstrated a willing heart to pursue the Holy Spirit wherever the Spirit leads. And over, we have discovered God uses willing hearts. And I think this is what sets each of you apart here at Bethlehem Church. As a vibrant Christ-centered follower, it's your willingness to pursue God with an open heart, to follow beyond comfortable, follow by faith. Even when a clear pathway hasn't been visible, God is seeking followers to trust him by faith. You have done that. Followers like you who have willing hearts. Because again and again and again, God uses willing hearts. I want to invite Kevin and Ruth and Jolene and Julie to come up here in just a moment. They can come up. You can come up now. They're going to share in just a moment. I want us to recognize that we are at a crucial time here in the life of the church around the world. See, God has been inviting you to trust him by faith. And now that you have, you are writing a brand new chapter of Bethlehem Covenant Church. And we would not be here in this moment if each of you hadn't already demonstrated your deep commitment to walk by faith. And now, having experienced all that the Lord has done, you are equipped with a bold new confidence to continue that journey by faith. We built because we have a clear vision for the future.
Good morning. So look at what the Lord has done. We started the campaign journey in July 2019 when you as a congregation voted to explore how to fund an expansion of our building and ministry. And over the last 5 years, we've had starts, pauses, and then in God's time, we saw the beginning of the campaign and the fruition of that with the breaking of ground and completion of the expansion. We made a commitment as a congregation that this campaign and expansion of space would not negatively impact our dedication to the current ministries. We weren't going to cut back on those things because we knew how important they were. We would continue the ministries God started here at the level they were before the campaign. And God provided not only that, but rewarded our dedication with even greater expansion of our ministries that provides a place and a space for everyone in our congregation to grow closer to him. Look at what the Lord has done. God is good.
Good morning. I'm Ruth, and this is my husband, Kevin. We have had the privilege of leading Be Bold on Wednesday nights over the past few years, and that means that we are with the fifth and the sixth graders. We've discovered that being flexible is a must. Where we meet and our methods of teaching have varied over the past 7 years. We have met in every room going down the hallway to the west here, and we've met in the sanctuary. We've played active games in all of these rooms, plus outdoors, in the fellowship hall, in the hallways, in the coat closet area, and in the entryway to church. Being flexible and switching things up has actually been a good thing. It seems to keep the kids engaged, fresh, and hungry for the Word of God and what it means to be a Christian, having Jesus in your heart.
I was looking for a little Jesus and what to say, and he was right up there. Hebrews 4:16 is one of 30-some verses in the Bible where we are encouraged to have a bold faith. It says, "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most." Verses like this one are kind of like what motivates us and directs us when we're meeting with these kids. I think of our Wednesday night sessions as kind of like a alpha group and a small group Bible study and a game night, all kind of crunched into 1 hour's worth of time. We hope to plant the seeds of a bold faith in the kids, to teach them what's in the Bible and how they can find things in the Bible, to teach them how to be comfortable and have confidence in talking to God, Jesus, and how to share their faith with others. We're often challenged by the kids. They've got a lot of great questions. They think amazingly deep sometimes. And there's also the events that go on in their lives that are pretty deep also. So we have definitely been blessed by participating in Wednesday Ministries. And as Pastor Tim encouraged for others to become involved, more workers in the harvest, if anyone has an interest in any of them, just let someone know.
So I'm Jolene Vipon. I'm a parent of students that have gotten to enjoy the youth room. And I had a chuckle to myself just in sitting here when Pastor Tim talked about going deeper and reaching further. That's great unless you're running the backhoe that's digging the foundation. There were a couple of hiccups with my husband running the backhoe. So only go deep enough when doing that part of it. But in our life group, there was a question posed to us this week. And it said, what points on the story of your life, or on your timeline of your life, have changed the trajectory of your story? And us coming to this church and just seeing how much you guys embrace the youth here and how much love there is for the ministry of children here, and seeing that point in the timeline where that expansion has happened in there. And so from a mom who's got kids that are going through this walk right now, just I want to thank you so much for investing in our children and our youth. It has been such an amazing thing to see how much they have grown since we've been coming here. So just want to thank you guys all for that.
Let's give them applause for their sharing today. Thank you for your bold faith in stepping out. Just like King David in 1 Chronicles 29, we have a God-sized vision. It says, "Then King David turned to the entire assembly and said, 'My son Solomon, whom God has clearly chosen as the next king of Israel, is still young and inexperienced. The work ahead of him is enormous, and the temple he will build is not mere mortals. It is for the Lord God himself.'" So 3 years ago, this passage inspired a new generation to pursue God through the building project. And this vision also is to equip kids and youth to carry that gospel into the next generation. And just like David passed that responsibility on to his son Solomon, we are committed to do the same. But David didn't just hand it over and say, "Good luck, it's all yours now." He realized that the task ahead of his son was enormous. Solomon was stepping into a God-sized vision, and David was preparing to do all that he could to set Solomon up for success. And that's the commitment of Bethlehem Church to our next generation. We are prepared to do all that we can for their success as ambassadors for Christ, for your success. So if you're under 35, I want you to know, specifically you, that Bethlehem is committed to you, to equipping you to carry the gospel forward. And God has in store for your generation, I believe, greater things to come, greater things than we have even experienced. And I'm so excited to be part of what God is going to do through each of you and is doing. David's vision in 1 Chronicles it has three details necessary to effectively pursue this next generation God-sized vision. So first, it details the scope of the project. David said, this work on the temple is no small task, right? It's enormous. And then second, David envisions in the detail the challenges that they face. Solomon, he's young, he's inexperienced, he's going to need everybody's help to make this happen. And then third, to be effective, it details the purpose of the vision. This vision of David is for God. So using this framework, we have three details needed to pursue our next chapter. The scope of the project. You know, three years ago, it was 3,600 square foot expansion that was going to cost like $600,000. We got that. David said, no small task. But the building isn't the goal. The vision is equipping the next generation to connect all generations to Jesus. So the scope is enormous. We need to staff up, right? We need to train up. We need adults and workers to work in that ministry. It's going to require dozens of new leaders over the next few years to replace and extend our capacity to equip. And second, we know the challenges. 3 years ago, it was uncertain times. Everyone was needed for this building project. Today, we celebrate what the Lord has done, and now more than ever, everyone is needed to continue to extend this scope to the next generation. From the very beginning, I realized, and I've been honest, that for this church to grow, to extend the reach that we have, it's going to require you to step out more and more in faith. It's going to require more time. It's going to require more money. It's going to require more stepping out beyond your comfort zone, more compassion, more mercy, more faith, more trust, more commitment to the mission of Jesus. It will require more. But just as we are celebrating what God has done, we have been given this rural call, I believe, to experience all that God has in store for his church and the greater things to come that are going to be experienced in the next generation. And the final and most important detail is the purpose of the vision. Why are we doing this? We're doing it because God has given us a vision to be a vibrant, Christ-centered community connecting all generations to Jesus. And in this vision, that has it has fueled our passion to build. It has compelled us to make more and more followers, and it is the vision that has motivated us to reach each generation. And the truth is, we didn't build so much in response to those who have already come. We didn't do this just for ourselves, but in preparation for those that God is yet to bring, for those that are yet coming. We are building because we have a vision for the future. It's the lighthouse image that was brought in prayers years ago. And more than ever, people are searching today for light. Bethlehem is a beacon of hope on the prairie, drawing people to that light of Christ. And 3 years ago, we believed that the Holy Spirit was revealing this expansion would impact people, again, not yet here, by drawing them to Christ, to this vibrant, Christ-centered community, not through a building, but through you, each one of you. And I believe that they are drawn now to the youth and kids ministry, to the adults gathering as friends in life groups with safe places to share and journey on faith together. They are drawn because of Jesus in you. And that's happening every week on Wednesday night. Shirley Robertson, who is in her third of life, she is leading a life group that's growing, that's growing each week. It's everything I envisioned for what the church is all about. It's a life group gathering and community together, supporting and encouraging one another, digging into the scripture and the truth of God's word. It is praying for each other, supporting and encouraging each other, and it is people being transformed in this space by the Holy Spirit in community as God is doing his good work. You know, we were standing in line here a week ago, waiting to get to go eat as everybody comes in on Wednesday nights for meals before ministry. And I was sharing or talking with some of her group, and they were talking about how the place is getting packed full. The room is, you know, more people are squeezing in. There's hardly room for them to get in there. And then somebody said, I think maybe prophetically, we'll see, we need to add on. That might sound pretty crazy, right? But isn't that what we're about? I think it's a clear reminder that the church is not a fading fad. The church has always been God's plan. You are the church. People are being drawn to this Christ-centered life together, and the mission is greater than we have ever seen before. There are more and more people that are de-churched today than when we started building. There are more unchurched people in our communities than when we started. And there are fewer churches as they close one by one across our prairies. Our pastors and leaders are diminishing more and more. It is no surprise to me, and I hope to you, not to you, that the Holy Spirit called us to extend our reach right at this time. There is work to be done. God had a plan for a creative, adjustable space, for vibrant new ministries, so that we can do what we have never done to reach those we have never reached. And like our online church that is with us today, we are so grateful for you. As we were building our footprint, our physical footprint, we were also building our online footprint to reach those beyond our building. So if you're watching today, post a comment and say, I'm here, here I am. We want to know that you're there, and we want you to know that you are part of Bethlehem Covenant Church. We cannot reach those that you can reach. We are on mission together, so I want to invite you to reach out. Do a watch party on Sunday mornings with your friends. Gather together and enjoy the space, and then take the next step. Come and join us here in worship on a Sunday morning or on a Wednesday ministry. You belong as part of the mission God has called us to. So we want to engage wherever we are. You have a blessed card on your seat. And today, I would like if somebody would pass out some pencils, or if you have a pen today, I would like you to take this blessed card very seriously today. Our vision is far bigger than a building. It is about our friends and relatives and acquaintances and coworkers, and the desire to see each one of them take one step closer to Jesus. So there is a section on here that invites us to be praying for those who we want to see come nearer to Christ. And it's actually a tear off. There's two spaces. So I want to encourage you to write 3 to 5 names on here of people that you know who may be far away from Jesus, who may be on this journey toward Jesus, who may be right there almost with Jesus. Put their names on this list. And then when you do, we're going to tear it off. And in the worship service at communion time, we're going to bring those names up and put them in a bowl. And then you save the other one as your prayer list. And I would encourage you to be praying throughout the year for those that are here on the list. And then I want you to know that we will also, as a church, be praying for those people as a whole. And then it'll go to the Northwest Conference in May, and the conference will be praying for those names. And then in June, it'll go to the Gather celebration of the Evangelical Covenant Church, and those names will be prayed for by the whole church across North America. And so as we do this, we recognize that these are the people that God is reaching through us, and we will see God's vision fulfilled through us. Today, this celebration marks a new chapter at Bethlehem Church. We're moving beyond the building to fulfillment. We're not hanging on. We're reaching out. We're launching out to experience greater things. And when we look back in another 5 years, imagine this, envision this. 5 years from now, the legacy that we envision. Even more equipped followers of Jesus. Dynamic and life-filled leaders, vibrant Christ-centered disciples, a faithful church following Jesus with passion and energy and wisdom of all ages. He equipped us to raise up the next generation, and we haven't skipped a beat. We have continued to risk it all for Jesus' sake and to be used here at Bethlehem Church for the greater things to come. So as a regional church, we're committed to equipping followers to be Christ-centered teachers and pastors and care ministers and business leaders in all areas of life, whether it's on the farm or in our communities. Friends, we are reaching and making friends that were once lost, that were once left out, that were once hurting, were once lonely. You and I were once invited in to be part of what we are experiencing. And this happens because you are fully invested in God's preferred future. So now is the time to keep in step with the Spirit. For all who are in Christ, the old is gone, the new has come. Friends, the church is the hope of the world. I'm going to conclude with Jesus' response in a parable of servants who use what they have to extend their master's reach. Jesus said, this is the outcome for them, that they will hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a little, with few things, and I will put you in charge of many things. And this is his final line. Come, enjoy your master's happiness. Come, enjoy the master's happiness. Bethlehem, you have been faithful, and we are celebrating all that God has done. We have an incredible new youth space back there. We don't have to stand in line for the bathrooms. The kitchen is expanded so we can continue to join together as we create and share recipes and food and prepare it for those who are hungry so that we can also feed their souls. We have a great new expansion of the Little Flock space and the preschool ministry, so their first teaching is to begin to recognize who Jesus is and leaders who faithfully do that. And today, we're celebrating even more. The invitation is this. Come, enjoy your master's happiness.